Joy Tactics.
Rising Sun.
What is your rising sun?
Actually, I don't fucking damn it. I should have come way prepared for this.
I know.
I don't know. I knew at one point though.
So, but Nate, you are, if I'm reading this chart correctly,
you know exactly what I am.
Are you Scorpio, bro?
Yep.
Yeah, people should fear Scorpio. Scorpios are kind of dangerous, right?
Mysterious, but loyal. And don't like to be disrespected.
Intense, mysterious, loyal, and vengeful. Jesus.
Oh, I feel that.
I think you are vengeful.
I have the most vengeful mind in America, I would say. Not the world, but in America. I want to accomplish vengeance at some point in my life. I haven't done it yet. I've thought about it, but I want to achieve a vengeful
state of being.
Sure. Yeah.
But I feel like your vengeance is for the doubters and the haters, those who doubt you. That's who you exact your vengeance
on. Right. But I need them too at the same time, because they fuel me.
Right, of course.
The Eric fragility cut that you showed me. That was funny. Somebody put together a clip of Eric talking about his haters, and they had like comments appear on the screen of like us getting hate on YouTube. It was really making me laugh.
Okay, and Jack, you are you Virgo or Leo?
I thought I was a Virgo until I was about 30. And then,
because you're what, said, August
23rd.
You're Virgo.
Well, that's what I thought until I was about 30. And then somebody said, no, because you were born at this time, you're Leo.
Who said that, Ruby?
I don't know. Probably Raleigh. If you look at the chart. But I would like to claim Virgo, even though God won't let me be one.
This is August 23rd.
You don't understand the complexities of astrology.
See, this is what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think there needs to be a new term for the astrology that you're talking about, Jack, because there's like a base level. Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. I was born in October. Yeah, I'm a Leo. Da, da.
And then there's a psychosis that
there's like, it becomes like a mental illness pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying? Or there's just a deeper level of it. I shouldn't say mental illness, but it just becomes really complex and complicated, where it's past the base level.
Right.
So you're a Leo. What are the common traits of a Leo?
6'4", white.
All white.
Educated.
Well, let's figure out what Jack is. Let's figure out if Jack is Leo or Virgo based on the descriptors.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to read two sets of descriptors and we'll see. Okay.
Don't tell us which is which. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
This has now become a fun game.
This is Blue's Clues for 30-year-old men.
Blue Clues.
First set goes like this: charismatic, proud, creative, and dramatic. All right, okay. That's one set. Second set is analytical, perfectionist, helpful, and anxious.
Damn. Well, the analytical thing kind of, I was like, yep, as soon as you said that. That's tough. I would say the second one, maybe.
Well, that's Virgo. That's actually Virgo. So maybe we're wrong. See what I'm saying?
You tell me.
Stars don't lie.
I was born in Washington, D.C., at 4:28 a.m. in, I already said Washington, D.C., 1991, August 23rd. There's a good possibility that nobody's ever figured out what that sign is. It might be easily, it could be a sign that's not, because what is a sign? Is it like, this is a signifier of where the planets were when you were born or whatever?
I suppose so.
So there's a possibility, just, you know, when you find an anomaly in the physics of the universe, you know how there's the, what's that thing where there's like four bowling balls and you drop them and they bang back and forth because of inertia or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This could be the most busted superhero origin story ever created. He was born at a weird fucking second in August, right in between Virgo and Leo. What? No one's ever been created with a mind like his.
It's like the, what would you call that? Cusp.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, you need a new constellation.
Right.
I mean, what would his superpower be if he's
turning square things round, rounding edges? How about that?
Wow.
Oh no, this thing doesn't roll. Fuck, what are we gonna do? Suddenly it rolls. Can't go back.
If you showed up to the X-Men house with that ability, they would fucking Professor X would stand up out of his chair and smack you the fuck in the face.
Well, then I'd turn his fucking teeth round and then he could suck it.
You know what I'm saying? No. Damn, I bet you know, but you know who would take you under his wing? Magneto, bro, because he sees beauty in all mutants. Right. Remember that, right? People really didn't like Magneto, but Magneto was standing up for the disenfranchised, which is something that I respect. And he was a Holocaust survivor. Remember that?
Damn.
Eric, before every episode is like, please let us talk about X-Men lore. Please.
Please let us talk about Magneto. Damn, Magneto, oh, that's fucking sick. All metal, you can bend all metal.
And remember the blue chick?
What was that noise? What's
her name?
What's that?
That's a bird. I hear.
It's a natural bird. It's not a sound effect.
Are we being?
No, let it ride. Let that ride for a second. Put it up. Put that mic to. Put the mic to.
Freestyle
bird.
Over the fucking. Oh shit. Yeah. No,
that's it. Oh, yeah, those are the birds I was talking about the other episode.
Oh man, that like somebody
go out in nature and freestyle to the sounds of nature, because I bet they're, you know, you could probably get catch a beat at some point with like a woodpecker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the wind has rhythm.
That's more like drill music.
You can freestyle knowledge of the different genres of rap just impresses me so much.
I know. Well, I mostly keep it hidden to not spook anybody. I was just thinking, I would love to go through a life experience that is so groundbreaking and maybe scary that hearing those bird songs makes me cry. You know what I mean? If you went something, if you were like held hostage in the most craziest way and like scared nearly to fucking death, and everything was being threatened to take away from you, and you wake up, you know, in the morning, you're free, and you could hear bird song, and it makes you cry.
Imagine this: you're locked into a sort of POW camp. You've been there for 2 years. There's only one hole to the outside world, a tiny little hole. And you, and then a bird crawls into it, and it becomes your best friend.
Mm. Wow! And then then you have to eat the bird out of hunger, and you saw.
Yeah.
Like that guy. There's a guy in that show Alone who becomes friends with a squirrel. Remember this?
Have you seen this? Yeah.
He becomes like best friends with a squirrel, and then he's like so hungry that he has to eat the squirrel, and then he like loses. He's like, "This isn't me. This isn't who I am," and he quits the show.
Oh, that really happened?
Because that was a step too far. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was sad as fuck.
That's funny. I would let the bird get one. I would say, listen.
What do you mean?
You probably never had an 8-course meal, right? Let me slit my own throat and you eat me for once.
Yeah, take a sip.
Wow.
Well, why don't you start with the fingers, you know, do a finger prick first, see if he likes the taste of it.
You get a wing, you know, you deep fry it, and then the bird gets like a hand, and then you know,
is there something?
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Is there something unique about chicken wings in the anatomy of it? Because I'm just thinking, I wouldn't do this in the real world. I'm playing fantasy here right now, but could I slaughter an ostrich or something, or an emu or something, and have a fat chicken wing? Like,
wow, like, dude.
Dead ass the size
that,
of a tire.
I've never even thought about that. Yeah, those chicken, dude, Buffalo Wild Wings, get the fuck on that.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.